You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Should people have the right to be helped to die? That's the next great frontier of liberal reform, according to the former government minister Nick Bowles in a new chapter to his book, which is published today. In the past, the MP, who suffered from cancer, opposed laws which would have allowed assisted dying, but he's since changed his mind. We're also joined by Professor Irene Higginson, director of the Cicely Saunders Institute of Palliative Care at King's College London. She's also a physician. She was a proponent of assisted dying, but no longer believes it should be allowed. So in a sense, you've both changed positions, haven't you? Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Nick Bowles, just explain to us really how your change of heart came about, because it was based on two very different personal experiences, wasn't it?
No, that's right. So a few years ago, my father died at the ripe old age of 88, and it was in fact a wonderful experience for all of us. We were almost all of the family were able to be there with him. He was able to have a little service in his bedroom. He took the decision to turn off the oxygen that was keeping him alive. The district nurses gave him sedation, and you know, he slipped away at a time of his choosing in his own bed with his family around him, and it was what people call a good death. Then more recently I got very ill for the second time, so it was sort of cancer for the second time. You always know that the chances of, you know, it going wrong are much higher the second time, and it was a much more serious version. And you do start thinking about what would I like to do if it becomes terminal, which it easily could have done. It was in my head right next to my brain. And what I realised is that what I would absolutely want most of all is control over those final moments. Control, while I still had mental grasp, control over what was going to happen to me. And that led me to the conclusion for those few people who are terminally ill, who only have a few months to live, and who face intolerable pain or degradation, that they should have the ability to seek help to end their life in a dignified way, in a manner of their choosing.
Well, let's bring in Professor Irene Higginson now. And as I said earlier, you're somebody who did support assisted dying, but you've changed your mind, and that's through your personal experience as well, isn't it?
So when I was a junior doctor, before I started working in palliative care, I took the liberal view and felt that it would be right for assisted dying. I think my experience in palliative care and the fact that I've seen how many people can be helped to live well despite an illness, and palliative care is really the sort of care that puts the person before their disease or diseases. And the fact that so many people struggle to get the right care, and what is a major concern for many people is the struggle to get the right care, that I worry that there's so many people missing out on the best in care, that actually this debate around legalizing assisted dying and so on misses the key point that what we need is better access to palliative care. And unfortunately, that is not improving at the moment in this country.
And presumably, Nick Bowles, because people can't find the right care or indeed fear that they might be becoming a burden to their relatives, they might end up being forced to make a decision to die when actually they didn't really want to. Isn't that the risk?
Well, I mean, it's certainly an important argument, and in a sense I thought all of these things myself to the extent I had. I obviously didn't have the professor's expertise, but I thought the same sorts of things before. But if you look in Oregon, which is the law that we're most closely trying to emulate for proponents like myself, they've had this assisted dying law for 20 years. It's accepted by the Oregon Association of Palliative Care and Hospices, and indeed Oregon provides in the top quartile of palliative care of all of the states in America. So they aren't in conflict, and in fact I would say they actually should both go together, that you should have superb palliative care, much better than we have now, but alongside it, for those few people who fear that the degradation of their final moments is the thing that worries them, they should still have the option to have assistance to end their lives.
Irene Higginson.
So I've been into Oregon and met with palliative care colleagues working there, and some of them do work alongside the law, that's true. And I would also agree that palliative care is not a, an antidote to all people who want assisted suicide, because I think there is the issue of control. And I have huge respect for the people who want it. But I've seen so many people who go from feeling a nobody, and I might as well die, and I've got nothing to live for, whose lives can be transformed by decent symptom support and care.
But what about for that minority that might be left?
But the problem is that that those people are hugely at risk if we don't improve the appropriate palliative care services that we have. And in many people change their mind. The cognitive thinking towards the end of life, the ability of the brain to make decisions anyway, is quite difficult. What many people say is, I would want it when I lose my thinking. But the problem is that according to this law, it wouldn't be helped when you lose your thinking, because you can't request it if your thinking is gone. So it is more complicated than said.
Hugely complicated debate, but thank you both for talking to us, Irene Higginson and Nick Bowles.
Thank you. In June 2017, the fire at Grenfell Tower in West London killed 71 people. Now a public inquiry is underway to establish what happened and what caused it. Alongside the inquiry, a new podcast reporting every day the inquiry sits, explaining the evidence and demystifying the jargon so we can all better understand what this important inquiry is doing. That's the Grenfell Tower Inquiry podcast with me, Eddie Mayer.